The AFL-CIO report focuses on larger layoffs, those where a single company fires more than 50 workers at a time. It compares those stats to the number of foreign jobs a company adds. The analysis shows that foreign trade contributed to more than 60% of all major manufacturing layoffs in Wisconsin since 2001. Bob Baugh is the executive director for the AFL-CIO's Industrial Union Council. He says these numbers prove that the country's trade agreements need to be fixed.
They're not working well, and we want to put this into that debate. This is raw proof. It's raw data that says what we've been told by the experts is not true. The trade is playing a huge role in the decline of manufacturing.
Baugh says politics had nothing to do with this report, although he largely blamed President Bush for the manufacturing decline. Republican State Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald has a much different take. He points out that in the past year, Wisconsin added jobs.
Now the AFL-CIO puts out this obviously politically driven idea that, you know, if you want good data, just keep going back throughout the years until you find the numbers that work for you.
But Baugh counters that the problem with looking at the overall job picture is that it includes positions that pay far less than the manufacturing jobs being lost. The AFL-CIO is releasing similar reports in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Washington. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.